Well, once considered a new age practice, yoga is increasingly becoming popular with the general population. If you want evidence of this, go to one of the studios in Far North Queensland and show up to class any less than 10 minutes before it starts, and you might find that you're going to struggle to find somewhere to put your mat. While adults may have no problems bending their bodies into unusual positions like the down dog or the cat and cow, how would you feel about your children doing it? A peak organisation for yoga in Australia is pushing for the practice to become part of the Australian school curriculum. And to tell us more, I'm joined by the chair of Yoga Australia's Yoga in Schools subcommittee. Her name is Deb Roberts, and she's joining us now on ABC Far North. Good afternoon, Deb.
Good afternoon. Thanks, Mark.
Could you just let us know, basically, for those of us that don't know what yoga is to start off with, how would you describe it to someone who has never seen it before?
It has a bit of bandying around with different connotations, but basically yoga is about understanding yourself a little bit more. And so whether you're in prep of a or a foundation, as they call it, age 5, or you're over 100, we're always looking to understand ourselves more. So the yoga practice itself is a physical practice, but the physical practice as well in terms of postures, getting your body into movements that help you extend, help you strengthen, and also relax, which is a really important part of everyone's journey in life.
So we know that it is becoming increasingly popular with the general population, and as I mentioned, there are lots and lots of new schools opening up, even here in Far North Queensland all the time. There's new yoga practitioners that are advertising. Yes. So it's popular with adults, but what about children?
Well, yoga has been actually taught to children for years and years, but in the Western culture, it's probably been since the kind of 80s where some very interested parties have, you know, thought that yoga practice for schools is good, and it's been kind of a little bit more ad hoc. And over the past few years, it's been increasingly popular for some schools in some areas around Australia, in all the different states. It's a little bit different, but of providing yoga to classes, and it might be part of the physical education, it might be part of a well-being program, or it might be part of the curriculum itself over a term or a few terms or for the full academic year.
I can imagine this raises some safety concerns, though, because yoga is a practice that requires quite a bit of discipline, but also it can be, I guess, dangerous if not practiced properly. How would teachers be expected to be masters at teaching this?
Well, I guess for most yoga teachers, we don't ever call ourselves masters in that we're always learning and educating ourselves. But Yoga Australia, which is a Sikh organization, one of the key, interests is that we ensure that the quality of teachers and the standard of teachers, whether you're teaching children or adults alike, have the highest standards. So that is why a couple of years ago, the Yoga in Schools Committee of the Yoga Australia, mouthful, started just looking at how we can make sure the standards are as high as possible. Yoga Australia has always had standards for teaching yoga to children, but they've just recently been updated, and that we can ensure that registered teachers with Yoga Australia who also have specialist training are probably the most credentialed in some respects to be able to teach specialist programs of yoga in the classroom.
But, I mean, why would you want to think that every child would want to learn yoga? I guess the beauty at the moment of people seeking it out if they're interested is that they can do it if they want to. If it's part of the curriculum, then everyone has to do it.
Absolutely. Well, I can tell you just in personal experience that teaching, whether it be senior school or even a year 6 program, where they tell the teachers, mainly the boys, oh, my gosh, please don't make me do yoga. There's certainly the education to children of all ages to kind of understand what yoga is, that it's not necessarily in a cross-legged position, closing your eyes and singing, what some people would say was weird chants. It's actually very attainable. It's very much about life skills to keep physically fit, but also in light of that, you're actually understanding trust of yourself and others, and also learning to relax. How do you relax? And everyone does that in a personal way. And yoga helps to instill that kind of essence and skills to actually be able to, settle, diffuse.
Have you had discussions with government level about this?
Yes, we've had initial discussions about the quality of teachers, and also, which to any bureaucrat or government official, it's a very crowded curriculum. So Yoga Australia, in its efforts to try to have or advocate for yoga in schools, is really about also talking to government about how we can just get yoga in schools. And if the curriculum has that as part of its program, that at least advocates for yoga to be a possibility in classrooms, then we're pushing that advocacy ahead.
Have you got any examples of schools in Australia already doing this?
Oh, absolutely. Schools all over Australia. The survey that was done by Yoga Australia last year was a very small population of 69 people. However, those were teachers all over Australia, so at a national, whether it be Queensland where you are or other states, and all over Australia where the teachers are teaching kids in from prep to senior school, and they're doing that in, as I said, curriculum, they're doing that in PE, they're doing that in after-school programs, but in the curriculum itself, it's happening all over the country.
And in other parts of the world, is yoga a part of the school curriculum?
Another good question you ask. There are different kind of models that people use depending on what country that you're from. But the there's evidence in the UK, there's evidence in the US and other countries who are advocating for this as well.
How far off could this be before we could see it included at schools?
Oh, well, I'd like to say tomorrow. But it's actually happening. It's happening more at a grassroots level. And only recently with Yoga Australia, we were really looking at, well, how can we ensure the quality of standard for yoga, teaching yoga to children? It's happening. How do we help that? So being a registered teacher with Yoga Australia helps that cause. Not everyone is a member of Yoga Australia, but if you're looking for a quality standard, you go to Yoga Australia, you look for a registered teacher with Yoga Australia, and they have specialist qualification in teaching yoga to children from prep to year 12, and they're your best bet.
All right, Deb Roberts, thanks for joining us on ABC Far North.
My pleasure.